in the spring. I caught up with Cart 437 over by the Hy-Vee grocery store. Our parking lot connected up with theirs, and a number of our carts were pushed into the drainage ditch, shoved into the bushes along the side of the road. Well, I found out that the bag boys and some of the produce kids from Hy-Vee over there, they were joyriding our carts. They were abusing them. I went over there. I went over there on my own time. I didn't care if I got paid. I didn't want to make a fuss, you know. Well, me and the manager, Hy-Vee, we had words. He said, well, he didn't think there was any big deal. Kids playing with the March carts, so boys will be boys, and they didn't mean nothing by it. Well, I said, rustling is rustling, pure and simple. And what was he gonna do about it? Well, he shrugged his shoulders. He smirked. Looked like Carl Rove, that Michael Cohen guy. Yeah. It's from a long line of smirkers out there. Well, I'm not a violent man, but I pulled out the pellet gun, I got out of Sporting Goods, and shot the Coke machine right next to him. Just to prove a point. A few nights later, I was bringing in a long line of carts from pharmacy entrance and Dell. You know, if they aren't named Dell, they're named Don. He said, could he have a word with me? And I said, well, I'm busy, you know. And what did he need? And he said, well, he wanted to give me a piece of advice. So this pasty, overweight, 28-year-old, balding child with a logo of a 2-bit rock band on his arm. Well, he said he was going to give me some advice. Don't take this job so serious, he said. I said, mister, I take everything serious. I was thinking about Cart 437. It rolled somehow uphill, round the corner, across the street from the south exit. Well, that's a quarter of a mile or more. Didn't take a brain surgeon to figure Cart 437 was thinking about making a break. Well, Dell said he thought it might rain, and did I know there was an opening for greeters. And I said I didn't know nothing about that. Went back to the seasonal department. I grabbed a banana and a raincoat, and I started to head on out. I held up once again by Dell, asking me if I knew anything about a goddamn Coke machine with a bullet in it. I said I didn't know nothing about it. Then he made me sweep aisle 9. Then I went out after car 437. Well, it's been 6 days. I finally caught up with 437 at a gas and go next to a strip mall a little west of Easton. Now, at first I thought 437 must have got out on the highway somehow, rolling along in the emergency lanes, but no, it couldn't do that. I realized that the parking lot is like an unbroken inland sea. From the mart to the malls, onto the mega malls, spreading like fjords to the strip malls all across the plains. Well, you can get anywhere you want to go by going nowhere. Yeah. Well, I lean on somebody's Ford just for a minute, light up a Marlboro, flick the match into an oil stain at my feet. I figure this parking lot might just go all the way around the world. Yeah. I got caught 437 loaded up, little Debbie's, beer. got an extra shirt. I figure we're gonna have to return to the mart eventually, but hell, it's a cloudless day. We might as well just take the long